Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Laverne L. in Lake City, Michigan. Laverne asks, what do I do when I have a garnishment? Well, my answer depends on the amount of the balance owed. It is very possible to negotiate a settlement, even though you have a judgment against you. Seek professional assistance to do it the proper way. You may be able to get the interest waived or reduced. I hope that helps. The next question is from Rodney from Farmington Hills. He asks, my roommate, who is also my friend, lost his job and is no longer able to pay his half of the rent. What should I do? Rodney, you sound like a good person, but your friend's problem is not your landlord's problem. If rent is due and you do not have the money, work out a payment plan with your landlord. Otherwise, you will be evicted pursuant to the terms of the lease. The final question today is from Hannah in Howell, Michigan. Hannah says, how do I know if I have squatters? Well, Hannah, squatters enter properties uninvited and are trespassers. Seems like that at one time, your tenants had a verbal month-to-month lease and were invited. They're holdover tenants and you should proceed with an eviction. Unfortunately, they're now renters. They have to be sued for possession. Send out a 7-day notice. Since you are strapped for cash, it is a procedure that you can do yourself. If you are out of state, however, you will need to retain a representative or attorney. Good luck. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.